Not really. Little bits and pieces, yes. But I don't think anybody ever taught me or held my hand or mentored me in a way where they told me the good, the bad, and the ugly, and how to navigate that.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Real Tea with Dee Dee and Kelly. We are in episode 4 of our podcast, and we're going to be talking all about training. Oh, my goodness, Kelly.
Yeah.
This is a great topic, isn't it?
I have a love-hate relationship with training. Now, that's kind of ironic, considering that's a lot of what you and I do a lot.
I know.
Learn and train and create courses, but I've said it out loud.
And that's because we've had some bad training and some training that we didn't have. And so now we're able to kind of fill in those blanks and those pieces. But going back and thinking about your life in real estate, did your firm provide you with training? And if so, was it helpful training?
So yes, the official answer is yes, there was training. But as I mentioned back, I think way back on episode 1, the first firm that I went to work for in Manhattan was the only firm at the time that was basically opening the doors to newly licensed agents. And they insisted that you had to go through their training program. Now, there were certain aspects like pieces of a contract, knowing what they are, which were helpful because they were useful. But then they went into a deep dive about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which made no sense at all to me. Breathe at the same time as your client is, connect on a subconscious level. And I'm thinking, I'm just trying to like make a buck. Like I'm just trying to like pay my rent in my first apartment in New York, which wasn't cheap. And so I just thought this is a waste of time. Even when I was going through it now, many years later, it's a much more evolved science. So I will say they're a little bit ahead of their time there.
Right.
But it just didn't have a practicality usage to me at that time. So I would say that was not so helpful. And then when I moved on to my next firm, and this has kind of been the status quo of the firms I've been affiliated with over the years, there's usually some sort of boot camp situation happening.
Right.
Where for the next 10 weeks, you learn something about something in real estate.
Oh my goodness.
Now that's all well and good. But for example, here, condo board and specifically the co-op board application package is a bane of our existence. And it's critical to make sure they are done well and right so that your buyer passes the board and can actually purchase that apartment at the end of the day.
Right.
That's a very important thing. But if that's not happening until week 9, how helpful is it really? So although I feel like there are some classes out there and there are some things that are set up, and I know that different companies have different training and some like to do scripts and some like, let me just say, I have never used a script in my life. I hate them. Okay. Now that's not to say that there aren't people out there who very effectively can use a script and do that well and have it have positive results. But for me, I feel like I'm fake. I feel like I'm acting and I'm not an actor. I don't want to be one, all that kind of mumbo jumbo.
Right.
So I would say, yes, there's been training. Did I always find it helpful? Not really. Little bits and pieces, yes. But I don't think anybody ever taught me or held my hand or mentored me in a way where they told me the good, the bad, and the ugly and how to navigate that.
Right, right.
How about you?
So early on in my career, two different well-known brokerages I belonged to, and one of them, I think, had lots of training. There was all kinds of programs they developed and or was available for you. And then there was some additional courses that you could actually sign up for that would teach you routines. It was more drilling routines down, right? Like do these things and cold calling and belief in yourself and roll on the floor and say, throw money. I mean, there's like all kinds of like techniques that are out there to try to drill these things in your head. Did I ever cold call? Not ever once. It's not my thing. I know that that is something that has worked for a lot of agents and agents are very successful in using that method. It is not something that resonated with me. I am borderline offended when someone calls to pitch me uninvited call and just like cold call me to sell me. Don't like it. I also don't like when people show up uninvited and unannounced at my house, knocking on the door to pitch me. I don't do that either. So
no Popeyes, you know, for you.
I found things that work within my personality and were more authentic to me. And that's how I chose to do that. But so that was my first brokerage. And then the second one, which was known to be a brokerage that you don't come to if you need any kind of training, right? It was for, I mean, it was a very expensive brokerage, and it was one that they didn't have training. Like, it wasn't a brokerage for new agents. So yeah. So in my history, I have had brokerages that have training. Did I find them helpful? Some of it, yes. As a new agent, I liked learning about some of the routines and techniques and things like that, and how to handle objections and kind of the basic stuff when you're new, but, you know, but not all of it.
Right. Like, that's what I think my biggest frustration is. And granted, full disclosure, you and I have not worked for every firm on the planet here.
No,
so we don't know the ins and outs of every firm and what their training looks like. But I would say overall, the big disconnect that I have found, and even hearing about how other firms teach and what their training is that there's almost like a, especially in the firms that you're paying for a desk, like New York's a little different of an animal here. You can kind of sort of pay for a desk, but not in the way that a Remax does or somebody else out there where it's a flat fee every month, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like firms sometimes feel like that has to be something they offer in exchange for the money you're paying them. So they just come up with something.
Right.
Again, I feel like there's a big disconnect between saying X, Y, and Z, and then actually helping people understand how to put that into use in the real estate world. It's like somebody can sit there and tell me facts all day about something, but unless I understand when to use that, when that's applicable, how to navigate that, it's not going to help me.
Right.
And I find that they never talk about, or hardly ever talk about, the negative part of the business that you're going to be up against and what to do when that shit storm shows up.
Right. That's a very good point. Very good point. And what about a lesson? What's been your biggest lesson that you've taken away, or more importantly, that you weren't taught, that you wish you had been?
So are there things that I wish I had been taught that I wasn't?
Yes. Yes.
That would be everything.
Because everything,
pretty much, or at least 95% of everything. Again, I feel like, and it's funny because in my later years, when I was a more experienced agent, I seemed to be like the go-to person in our office, and everybody would come and go, okay, this just happened. What do I do? Or how do I, my client just did this, or my deal's not working, or I'm up against 20 other bids. Would always come and be like the in-house life coach. That was before I became a manager. And I think that's how I became a manager, because the owners of my firm at that time were like, girls, let's just move you up to management, because they're all coming and asking you questions anyways.
Right.
But I think that I just, again, there wasn't enough of the how to do it, I'm trying to think of even a good example. I don't know, maybe you have one of like the disconnect between, we can tell you X, Y, and Z will happen, but we're not going to tell you that A, B, and C is going to happen also. And how do you, like, I think one thing, this didn't come from real estate. This came from some guru book that I read once upon a time.
Right.
But our job, especially in this business, is to, when the rocks fall in front of you, or when the, you know, the roadblocks pop up, it's your job to stay calm and figure out how to go over them, around them, under them, whatever you need to do to get beyond them to the successful end conclusion. And I think that that's not anything that's emphasized enough in our business, because it's like fire explodes and everybody goes running for the exits. Very few people know how to stay and put out the fire calmly, right?
Right.
So that's, I think, more of what I wish I had been taught, kind of how to, maybe even how to therapize with my clients, because we all know we're therapy people too along the way. But
it's so true. It's so true. Well, I'll tell you, for me, it was right off the bat, I wish that we talked more about the money and balancing how to handle the money in the business. So
that's a good one. Because I was never taught that either.
Right. The business part of it never comes into play. I rarely see how anyone is taught how to organize a business, how to manage their business, how to set it up so that it is ran like a business and not a hobby. What you're doing is you're closing deals and getting cash
and spending it.
So what I know now and how I run a business now, which is like clockwork compared to how I did in the beginning and not knowing, and it was so disorganized and so half-hearted that it was just kind of in a way that my business wasn't paying for itself, right? Mm-hmm. So because I didn't have systems in place and I wasn't organized with my accounting, I was paying for the business. I was doing everything. And I had to get it to the point where the business was actually supporting itself. Mm-hmm. Right. And you can't do that if you have disorganized back office. So you kind of got to come into it with some understanding. And I know that we're going to actually hone in on this, on these very basic techniques and the very like building those blocks and starting with the basis of getting that business organized so that you can see where your money is going, so that you can budget. Every October in my company, our budget is approved in October of every year for the following year, right?
You're fancy, girl.
So that I know exactly where our marketing dollars are going. We analyze, we talk as a team, we talk about what worked for us this year and what didn't. We have thousands of dollars in subscriptions. Which of these subscriptions is actually contributing to our client experience or our experience as a business?
And your marketing.
Correct. And what percentage of our budget it should be for marketing, and what percentage of it should be saved, and what percentage of it, all of these things. You shouldn't be working 20-year real estate career and then get down to the end and there's no money. There's nothing left and you can't see like what happened. How do you even know if you're successful if you're not managing?
That's a real challenge because now that you're saying it, I mean, how many of us, this is a feast or famine business, right? Mm-hmm. In many cases, not in all cases,
facts of it.
Mm-hmm. But in many cases. And I feel like, especially when you're starting out and until you get to the point where you got to and you're very fancy on this whole thing. I don't do the same thing. I do something else, but you know, everybody's got to do their thing their way.
Right.
But at the same time, like when you start out, you're constantly behind. I feel like you're trying to get the deals and then you're paying backwards. You know, you're paying for the stuff that you had to get caught up on your bills in most cases. Mm-hmm. Now, not everybody, again, some people are very fortunate, but I would say a lot of us, I mean, I don't even know what it is, but like the average income of real estate agents around the world, I mean, around the country are, it's not a lot.
It's low. Yeah, it's low.
Okay. Yeah,
it's low.
And I don't think it's anything that any of us really set out as a goal going into this business. I think we all expected and anticipated to make a lot more. Mm-hmm. The reality is different. And that's partially because you're constantly trying to play catch up with the money when you're getting started in this business.
Right.
And you don't know where to invest for the best return.
Right.
And it's unfortunate, but I agree with you. That's a biggie. That's a real, real, real biggie.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. Definitely. So what do you guys think? What are some of the challenges you had? Would love to hear about it. Hope that you enjoy kind of chatting about this. We're trying to keep it real honest and real with you here, folks. It's not all glitter and gold. There are amazing and wonderful things, but there are some pitfalls. And I like to tell everyone, I've made all the mistakes, so you don't have to. I've made them all.
I mean, that's, be honest, that's our true motivation. We would not have created courses. We would not be sitting here on a Friday, you in Michigan, me in New York, recording these podcasts, if it wasn't out of a true desire to really put things out there to make it easier for this next generation of real estate professionals to really come into their own and not have a lot of the same heartache and disappointment and tears and frustrations and whatevers that you know, we did over the years.
Exactly. And to sort through, and you know, because of all the crazy fakeness that you see on social media, you know, to kind of cut through the bullshit and just get to,
don't get me started. You know, that's like a whole hour episode we're going to have to do separately, the fakeness that exists in the world of social media.
Yes.
Would love to call out all those liars. Just so many times, and you know this, because I always have to call you to vent about how frustrated I am about most of these people, but so many times I put my hands on the keyboard comment to say, you lie like a rug.
The fakeness. Fake isn't helping anybody, right? It's like, come on, because you got these, the new agents that are coming through and these new, I mean, we have the young people are amazing who are coming through. They're on fire. They're dynamic and they don't need to be comparing themselves fakeness that's out there. And that's okay. We're going to get into that.
We'll get there.
I'm not going to build on it right now, but we're going to get there. We're still trying to play nice in these earlier episodes before we get to the real tea.
that would be the real realty.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again for another amazing episode. And Kelly, let's let the folks know how to reach out to us.
All right. So if you would like to contact us, if you have suggestions, ideas, feedback, or more importantly, questions you'd like us to answer in a future episode, please send an email to us at info@globalgirlscollaboration.com.
Yes, ma'am. Good day, everybody.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's me again with The Legal Language. This podcast is presented solely for informational and entertainment purposes. We are just your virtual gal pals, and the views, thoughts, opinions, and experiences expressed are our own. We are not attorneys, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a lawyer or any other legal, financial, or qualified professional.